President Donald Trump was elected last year with a promise to put America first, to renegotiate or possibly scrap trade deals he argues aren't benefiting the United States. In northern New Hampshire, where the state bumps up against the Canadian border, those policies are now playing out in one very specific sector of the economy, the logging industry. NHPR's Todd Bookman spent some time with three guys who find themselves caught up in the middle of an international trade dispute.
You want a cigarette?
If Jack Riando is one thing, it is generous. Cigarettes, his wife's homemade cookies, snacks.
Want some chips? They go good with a sandwich.
They sure do.
Don't take too many. You can have a few.
Jack is a logger. He's on the short side, approaching 70, with a thick head of gray hair and a passion for living life.
I didn't finish high school.
You didn't finish high school?
No. Nope.
What year did you stop?
I was a sophomore.
And it wasn't for you?
I wanted to drink, chase women, so I quit school and did it.
After accomplishing his goals and then serving in Vietnam, Jack returned to Colebrook in the state's far north country and took up the family logging business. That's how I came to meet him on a 50-acre parcel of land off a dirt road near the town of Lunenburg, Vermont. The place looks like a tornado swept through. Jack is hauling out down trees, which then get loaded onto the back of an 18-wheeler.
That's going to Canada there. And I'm going to take you up there this afternoon.
So what's on this truck right now?
Spruce and fir.
Spruce and fir, along with pine, are called softwood lumber in the industry. Sawmills turn these logs into 2x4s and other building products. The logs on the back of Jack's truck, a truck I should mention that has the name The Love Rocket stenciled on the side, they can next go to one of two sawmills in the region. Jack can drive the wood southeast to Milan, New Hampshire, or north to Canada. Both mills will pay Jack just about the same thing for his logs. Based on what's on the truck right now, he thinks he'll get about $1,500. So Jack's decision about which mill to go to usually comes down to distance. Which mill is closest to the forest he's working in? For this job, that is the Canadian mill, which is owned by this guy.
Jean-Pierre Rioux. A very French name.
Before we hear more from Jean-Pierre, I first need to explain what's happened this year in the world of softwood lumber. The very competitive, low-margin, high-stakes world of softwood lumber, which impacts everyone from home buyers to hardware stores. Back in April, the U.S. Commerce Department threw down an industry-rattling import duty on Canadian softwood. So all the 2x4s made in Canada that get shipped south and sold in the U.S., they were suddenly subject to import taxes as high as 25%. The Commerce Department says it's because the Canadian mills are getting unfair subsidies from the Canadian government, subsidies that allow them to make more money on each 2x4. That hurts the American sawmills' ability to compete. The new import tariff is one of the loudest and clearest examples of an America First trade policy backed by President Trump. Our man Jack, a mere sapling in this industry, is one of many folks caught in the middle.
What do you think of the tariffs on Jean-Pierre's mill?
Well, I think the Canadians are being, they get subsidized up there, right, by their government. So I think Trump is just making it fair. That's what it sounds like. But I don't know the whole detail of it.
But you got nothing against Jean-Pierre.
No. We get along good. Yeah, you'll see that later.
After he finishes loading, Jack and I climb into the Love Rocket and head north to deliver his logs to Jean-Pierre's sawmill. We go through customs, and then in less than 2 miles, we're at the Marcel Lauzon sawmill. It opened in the late 1960s, and Jean-Pierre, the current owner with the very French name, he says they built it so close to the border because most of the logs they buy come from New England.
Our logs come from the States, 75% around that, and the rest from Quebec private land.
The rest from Quebec's private lands. Jean-Pierre adds that in because it's a really important point. Much of the dispute between the Americans and the Canadians has to do with where the Canadian sawmills source their logs. In Canada, there are government-owned parcels called crown lands. The U.S. says the trees on those crown lands are priced far below what they should be. In theory, that gives the Canadian sawmills who buy wood from the crown lands an advantage, an unfair subsidy. and hence why the U.S. slapped on the new import tariffs.
What are the subsidies that you get?
None.
None.
No subsidies at all. We never had that, then we don't want the subsidies.
Jean-Pierre says that while the big sawmills in Western Canada, in British Columbia, may buy their logs from the Crown lands, he never has. He only gets his logs from private lands at the fair market rate. Jean-Pierre says the American tariffs have cost him $800,000.
Steal for us, you know, stolen money for us.
Stolen money.
Oh, yeah, for me, it's stolen money because we should not pay that.
This is not the first time Canadian sawmills have had to pay a tariff. But what is unique this time is that the mills along the U.S. border in Quebec have usually been granted an exemption. The U.S. has acknowledged that these mills aren't getting their logs from the Crown lands, and they haven't made them pay. But this time around, there's no exemption for Jean-Pierre. Earlier I mentioned that Jack, the logger, has two options for his wood. He can sell to Jean-Pierre, or if the job is closer, he can go to the sawmill in New Hampshire, the Milan Lumber Company. It's on the western bank of the Androscoggin River. The sales manager at Milan is named Jethro Poulin, a soft-spoken guy who worked his way up from running a saw to running corporate accounts. Jethro says the Commerce Department's decision is the latest in a deep history of shots fired between the two countries.
It's been going on for about 100 years.
What has this dispute?
Yeah. It's, if you look back, there's been complaints about this for a long, long time. I don't know if we're ever going to straighten it out, to be honest, because it's two different philosophies between the countries. I might exaggerate on the 100 years, but it's been going on for a long time.
Right now, tensions are especially high. While the U.S. government has been collecting the tariffs since April, the trade penalties won't actually get a final up or down decision until December. Meanwhile, the Canadian government is furious with the U.S. and is likely to mount a challenge if the tariffs stick. Jethro at the Milan sawmill says he just wants a level playing field.
You know, we need to take care of our own.
We need to take care of our own. But on the ground, in this small corner of the economy, nobody wants to make enemies. Jethro says there is no bad blood with his competitor, Jean-Pierre. And Jack? He wants both mills to be financially successful because that means they'll be hungry for his logs. During our visit to Quebec, it's clear that Jack and Jean-Pierre, men from opposite sides of the border, do get along pretty well.
Yeah, I mean,
we never had fight between us.
We never had no trouble. Yeah, no trouble at all.
Yeah. If you have a problem, we talk together. Yeah, and we fix it, you know.
While the old friends chat in the parking lot, overhead, two flags blow in the wind. A Canadian flag and an American one.
Yeah, the border should be just over there.
The border should be over there and you'd be in America.
Yeah.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Much less trouble.
And with that, Jack and I climb back into the Love Rocket.
Okay, thank you.
He lights a cigarette and we head south toward the border. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.